Tomorrow, for the 12th time since 1978, a horse will enter the starting gate at Belmont Park in New York with a chance to win the Triple Crown. Now, the previous 11, of course, failed, which has only increased the attention and hopes for this year's contender, California Chrome. Sports writer Stefan Fatsis joins us now to talk about what winning that elusive title could mean for horse racing. Hey there, Stefan.
Hey, Audie.
So at this point, it seems like pretty much everyone wants California Chrome to end this Triple Crown drought.
People love seeing history made. NBC is expecting around 17 million viewers compared to 5 to 7 million for the Belmont when a Triple Crown isn't at stake. We're seeing the same kind of buildup with Chrome that we saw with Funny Side in 2003, Smarty Jones in 2004, Big Brown in 2008. He's a special horse. He's America's horse. He's a horse of destiny. There are warm narratives about his breeding and training and how the horse has changed lives. And then comes the race.
Right. I mean, although the Belmont is different from like the Kentucky Derby or the Preakness, right, the two other Triple Crown events. I mean, what are the main challenges here for California Chrome?
Well, at 1.5 miles, the Belmont is a quarter mile longer than the Derby, 3/8 of a mile longer than the Preakness. Andrew Beyer of the Washington Post notes that Chrome didn't blow away the field in the first two races and that some of the 10 other horses that'll be running at Belmont are better suited to the extra distance. Another issue is running the three races in 5 weeks. Chrome looked great in a training run last week, but the amount of rest that the rest of the field has had could be a disadvantage for him. Beyer points out that only one horse in the last 12 years has won the Belmont after competing in all three races.
But this is bigger than just one horse, right? I mean, this would be a pretty big deal for horse racing if California Chrome was able to win the Triple Crown.
Yeah, short term, lots of positive coverage, maybe more viewers for NBC, which is showing 18 qualifying races for the Breeders' Cup this summer. California Chrome might race in one or two of those. But overall, there have been proposals lately to spread out the three races more to improve a horse's chances of winning. But I wonder whether the mystique of this elusive Triple Crown might not be bigger than finally having a winner, though I guess at some point people might get frustrated by the tease.
But no matter what happens tomorrow, I mean, horse racing will still have problems, right? I mean, it's not like this has been a sport on the rise.
No, betting is down billions of dollars in the last decade. Attendance at tracks is down. Tracks are closing, like 75-year-old Hollywood Park in Los Angeles, which shut down in December. California Chrome, by the way, won the final stakes race at Hollywood. And then there are drugs. In March, an undercover report by People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals included graphic video of horses breaking down because of drugs used on them to block pain and enhance performance. It also discussed the use of electric shocks called buzzers on horses. Racing officials in Kentucky and New York are investigating. The New York Times, HBO Sports, just this week 60 Minutes have done similar stories. There's been federal legislation proposed. States are proposing new rules too. So no matter what happens with California Chrome, you've still got this backdrop for horse racing.
Stefan Fatsis, he's a panelist on Slate's sports podcast, Hang Up and Listen. He joins us on Fridays to talk sports and the business of sports. Stefan, thanks so much.
Thanks, Audie.